Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 9th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this message on a beautiful Friday morning, although it's cold outside. And our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net with an intent each weekday morning to prepare these messages to encourage you and many others. Today's message is titled, One Thing I Do Know, based upon an interesting text from John 9, verse 25.
One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see.
What do you know today? Well, surely that varies. Some of you know a little about a lot of different subjects. Others know a whole lot about a limited subject. Some know a lot about the personally inconsequential, such as the latest Hollywood gossip. Others have attained knowledge of real value in helping others, such as the skilled brain surgeon. I just hope we all have an experiential knowledge about the most important subject in life, our heart's condition with God and His remedy for that condition.
John 9 records the miraculous healing of the man blind from birth. Although the account clearly deals with a literal physical healing, it is very instructive in regard to the spiritual healing of salvation as well. Jesus had wondrously healed the man who then became the subject for various attacks against Christ.
My, did the religious leaders pick this healing apart. What's the man's background? What was the cause of his blindness? Did he know the background of the one who had healed him? Well, the formerly blind man knew the answers to some of these questions, but to others he did not.
Yet his response to the critical, negative religious leaders is so powerful. I quote again, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." Well, this is experiential knowledge. He knew the physical condition of his life before the healing, and he certainly knew its radically changed condition afterwards.
Today, attacks against our faith in Christ abound. This is especially true as we're seeing more and more intellectual attacks through the media outlets and academia. Increasingly, people of faith in Christ are portrayed as ignorant, old-fashioned, and downright naive.
The attacks will also come as you live out your Christian experience. How vital it is to have a bedrock knowledge of the spiritual reality and assurance of our salvation. Much like a machine gun, the devil barrages us with his bullets of fear, doubt, jealousy, strife, and a host of other attitudes, seeking to diminish our hope and lead our soul astray. In response to the enemy's attacks, let us declare along with the healed blind man in the Bible, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see."
John Newton, who is best known for writing the hymn Amazing Grace, capsulized his salvation story just before he died with this great declaration. I quote, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner and that Christ is a great Savior."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
If we remember nothing more at the end of our lives than the spiritual truth that, quote, we are a great sinners and that Christ is our great Savior, end quote, we have remembered the most important truth of our human existence. It loosens the chains of sin in this life and is our key to the life everlasting with our great Savior in heaven.
Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the marvelous transaction that took place when you delivered me from the domain of darkness and transferred me into the kingdom of your Son, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. There is no earthly transaction that will ever bring about such a major change in my life or affect my future, such as your mighty deliverance in my life. I was lost without hope, but now, because of your transfer, I am gloriously found and kept by your grace. Praise be to your name. Amen. I encourage you to look up Colossians 1:13, this verse that I started the prayer with today. I quote so often, and it brings such blessing to my heart. I believe it's the New American Standard Version. I memorized it in about 20 years ago. But to think of the tremendous deliverance and transfer is just a beautiful picture of the salvation in our lives.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And thank you, podcast listener today, for choosing to take a few moments out of your schedule to listen to a message that we do hope will encourage you in your walk with Christ. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we place this message up each weekday morning. You can find it either on the site today or through the weekend, but we know this may be listened to well down into the future. And it is archived as well. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, January 9th, 2009. We do have a couple photos placed up on the site today. In this case, two photos from our friends Mike and Michelle Stillman from a trip they took to Africa. And one of them I've overlaid today's scripture text as sort of a reminder of a tremendous spiritual truth. Today we've also placed up several songs that we believe will minister to you. Two versions of Amazing Grace, both outstanding. And then a song Brooksine has recently had on her heart that doesn't necessarily go completely with the message, but has really been ministering to her. And a song that deals with, what's the name of that song, Brooksine? We wrote it down somewhere here and I found it. Arms of the Lord by Al Benson.
Al Denson.
And I found some nice versions on YouTube that I embedded onto the site today. Separate links, but with him singing it. And it really is a beautiful song. And we today especially consider our friends, both people we know personally, locally, as well as all around the world, that are facing uncertainty today. Just that maybe the economy, maybe health, it may be just the world's conditions. May you have the assurance that we are safe in the arms of the Lord. Blessings to you now as you faithfully serve the Lord.